Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Howard Penn. He is the executive director of the Planning and Conservation League, an organization that sponsors and supports legislation that protects our coastline and rivers. Thank you very much for joining me today, Howard. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, before we start talking about the Land and Water Conservation Fund, first of all, tell us a little bit about your organization, the Planning and Conservation League.
Sure. We were founded in 1965. We're a 53-year-old organization that does environmental policy and legislation in Sacramento, in the California State Capitol. And we work on climate change and land use and water and other environmental policy issues here in the Capitol.
Now, we're going to be talking about the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Why don't you go ahead and tell us, what is the Land and Water Conservation Fund?
Sure. The Land and Water Conservation Fund was founded in 1964, and it takes the offshore oil leases and uses some of that money to spend on land and water conservation throughout the country. It's been going on for these 52, 53-plus years now, consistently, and this is the first time in its history that potentially it won't get funded. There's a sunset date of September 30th that it needs to get approved in the House of Representatives or the Senate. They need to pass a bill to fund this, and we are having challenges getting the current administration to potentially fund it. And every year there's upwards of about $900 million that comes out of a multi-billion dollar leasing fund from the offshore oil companies to be able to fund this. And that money is spread across the entire country. California in any given year can get tens of millions of dollars to go into various projects throughout the state. Almost every county has received money from this fund at one time. And it goes towards things from everything from local parks and local waterways like the LA River and the Sacramento River and the American River Parkway to Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, National Forest. All these different agencies get pieces of this funding to work on various projects.
I know this fund has been extended many times in the past. When was it initially funded?
It was started by Lyndon Johnson in 1964 and started its funding, I believe, in 1965. So that's 53 years or so that it's been being funded. And this is a very bipartisan fund. There's Democrats and Republicans across the country that support this. There are actually bipartisan bills right now in the House of Representatives and the Senate trying to fund this. My suggestion to your listeners is to go to lwcfcoalition.com. It's our coalition website, lwcfcoalition.com, and it has all the information about the requests that are being made. You can get in touch with your senator or your congressional member there, and that's the best thing to do. And those letters to your representative do matter. I was just out in D.C. about 3 weeks ago meeting with a number of California delegates, and they take those letters very seriously. In fact, one of the congressional members told me if I get 50 letters, Howard, from my constituents, I will take a look at this bill and supporting it. So these are the types of things that, you know, as voters, we need to do.
Now, over the 53 years that this fund has been in existence, has it changed? Is it still the same as it was when it was initially funded?
The purpose of the fund has stayed the same. Where that money has been spent over the years, we obviously in the last 50 plus years have different challenges and threats and needs than we did, you know, 50 plus years ago. But the essence of this Land and Water Conservation Fund was just that, to help take care of the American heritage that we have. And this is part of who we are. It's part of the fabric of what has made America you know, this amazing, beautiful country. When people travel here from around the world, they often comment on our public lands and our national parks and our open spaces. Because many other countries don't have that. They haven't protected these natural wonders that we have here in the United States as well as we have. So the original funding was meant to help protect and also to help manage and conserve those lands and those waters across our country.
You say that each state gets money from this fund, but how does it specifically help California?
Well, as I said, depending on the year and depending on which projects apply for the funding, this money comes back directly to both the state as well as local counties, as well as local cities, and the national public lands in our state. California has significant public lands in the state of California. So any money that goes to the national park or national forest or BLM lands here in California are going to benefit Californians, as well as the money that goes to the counties and the cities and the state in general. These would go into specific projects. So different jurisdictions would send in requests to have money to go towards, for example, restoration of the LA River, you know, or the American River Parkway has gotten money over the years in Sacramento. Palm Springs has gotten money for different parks and restoration, land and water restoration projects in Palm Springs. Joshua Tree has gotten money. The coastal areas along, you know, between San Diego all the way up to Humboldt have gotten money over the years. So over 53 years, there's been over $2.3 billion worth of funding that has come into the state of California. And that helps support, you know, part of our economy as well, because California has the largest outdoor recreation industry in the country. You know, we have close to $800 billion worth of outdoor recreation that gets impacted annually across the country. And it generates jobs. It generates local taxes. So this money that's invested in resources throughout the state helps support that outdoor recreation economy as well.
Great. Now, you are the executive director of the Planning and Conservation League. Tell us, what does your organization, what part do they play in this effort to save the LWCF?
So part of what we work on are land use policies at the state capitol in Sacramento. And our long-range objective for 53-plus years now has been to do better land use policy to help protect some of the open space and the wildlife habitat and some of these recreational areas that I'm talking about. So we significantly overlap with the objectives of this Land and Water Conservation Fund with our policy objectives at Planning Conservation League. So we are working with national organizations like National Wildlife Federation on this coalition to help advocate for this funding in Congress. Like I said, I was out there several weeks ago, and we're talking with congressional members about a number of things in California, of which this was one of them. And so we work to not only encourage people to connect with their congressional members, but we also work with state legislators to get in touch with their congressional members and their district representatives to help fund this. This is a big deal for the state as well, because the state of California gets money out of this fund, which helps the state parks and other programs throughout the state for their funding. So state representatives, assembly members, and or senators for the state are going to want to have this fund renewed as well.
Can the LWCF be funded permanently? Is that what you're shooting for?
Oh, that is an excellent question, Stephen. Yes, it can. Currently, the fund has been on a renewal cycle, so it has a sunset clause in it. It sunsets, depending on the legislation, anywhere between every 2 to 3 to 5 years. And so they have to keep renewing it. One of the bills that's up for a vote is going to be to permanently fund this. Now, remember, this money comes directly out of offshore oil drilling licensing fees. In any given year, they can have $10 to $14 billion worth of offshore oil licensing fees, of which this is only $800 to $900 million of. And that's spread across the country, obviously, not just for California. And so one of the bills that's in front of the Congress right now is to permanently fund this. So this is not a political hot potato in the future. Permanent funding is a tough thing to get in Congress, as one can expect. Quite often they like to pass these funding bills and put sunsets on it so that they can leverage what they want to get from the funding in the future, meaning that they use that funding source as a way to get something else. And that's what we're hoping to try to stop. Most everyone we've talked to has agreed that investing in these public lands and in our state park systems and in our coastal beaches and in our river systems are so important to the history of America and to the the outdoor recreation opportunities that we have. And so permanently funding this would be our ideal. If we can't get permanent funding, we'd like at least for it to be renewed for the next 3 to 5 years so that we can continue that support.
So you say that the LWCF isn't funded with taxpayer dollars. It doesn't cost taxpayers a cent.
It does not. It comes directly from the offshore licensing fees. And we feel, as do the other 600-plus organizations across the country that are working on this, that that's the perfect place to get this funding, that offshore oil drilling in various places throughout the country has impacts, and those impacts can be mitigated with these funding sources. And so it's a nice balance of the public access or the access to the resources for offshore oil drilling companies that, you know, to access that oil, they're paying into a fund that can help offset some of the impacts of that drilling. And so we think it's a great place to get it.
Right. Okay, Noel, what can our listeners do to help out, to help save the LWCF?
Well, my suggestion is to go to the website, lwcfcoalition.com, and to look up who your congressional member is, both senator and or House of Representatives, and send them an email or especially a handwritten letter that says that you would like to have this fund extended. There's information on that website about how you can write that request, and you can learn a little bit about where this money has been spent and where it comes from. But the most important thing is to get in touch with your congressional member and let them know how important this is to you. And a personal story about possibly one of the places that you have visited that may have gotten funded by this fund would be really helpful as well. The congressional members like personal stories.
Okay, is there a deadline?
There is. This needs to get funded by September 30th. That's 30th. That's when this expires. However, if it doesn't get funded by the 30th, much of this funding will dry, or all of this funding will dry up. But we have until the end of this congressional session to refund it. So we're pushing everyone to get those letters and emails in now before the end of September and to fund this. But it doesn't hurt, even if you miss that deadline, to send in some type of communication to your congressional member, because we can still get it funded by the end of the year if we have to.
Okay, great. Give us that website once again.
It's lwcfcoalition.com.
In closing, is there one specific detail you'd like to let the public know about the LWCF?
This fund has funded something in your neighborhood and your community. The hundreds and thousands of projects that this has funded in California, most likely you have gone to a park or a beach or a river or up somewhere in the Sierra Nevada Mountains and been able to take advantage of something that this funding has helped on. So most everyone in California has experienced something that has benefited from this fund. So we ask for people to write into their congressional member and let them know how important this is to continue.
Okay, Howard Penn, Executive Director of the Planning and Conservation League, an organization that is backing the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Thank you very much, Howard, for joining me today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and thanks so much, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.